Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by the podcast, Why We Mine. Dig into the world of mining, technology, and innovation with the new podcast, Why We Mine. From the household products you use every day to the green energy revolution, find out how the mining industry is helping to build our sustainable world today and for the future. We are also sponsored by the podcast, Bad Watchdog. What happens when the government watchdog, tasked with overseeing the largest law enforcement agency in the country, doesn't do its job? In Bad Watchdog, a new narrative investigative series, the Project on Government Oversight discovers a shocking pattern of misconduct at one of the most powerful offices in the U.S. federal government. Hey, Arielle here. This is Feedback with Earbuds. I am coming off of a whirlwind weekend of podcast-related stuff. I spent Thursday through Sunday hanging out at On Air Fest in Brooklyn. It was beautiful and busy and educational and entertaining. And I can't believe I'm speaking to you now from the other side of On Air Fest, because we have spent the last month and a half or so advertising for it in our newsletter and on this here podcast. So I now want to recap it for you and share some of my highlights, and then hope to see you there next year. It was a huge treat for me to see Mo Rocca in conversation with Connor Ratliff. Mo Rocca is the host of one of my favorite podcasts. It's called Mobituaries. It's a podcast about obituaries, but sometimes for concepts, not always for people. And Mo Rocca does it with a signature Mo Rocca twist that's amazing. He was in conversation, like I said, with Connor Ratliff, who's the host of the show Dead Eyes, which is the story of him trying to figure out if Tom Hanks really said that he had dead eyes when he auditioned for Band of Brothers in the early 2000s. So the two of them in conversation, it was a real treat. I was laughing so hard that I was crying. I thought I was going to get kicked out. And what was making me cry was that they were talking about an extinct variety of banana called the Gros Michel. So really, I was all in. And I cannot express to you how much this made me happy. I also really loved seeing Kara Swisher in conversation with Audie Cornish. Swisher presented Audie Cornish with the Audio Vanguard Award. And that was really, really an incredible conversation. I got to see a live taping of Grown, which is a new podcast from The Moth. It's The Moth style, but stories about being a young adult in modern society. And there were so many more highlights. I shared some of them on social media, so go check them out on Instagram and on Twitter. I am just such a big fan of On Air Fest, and I'm really, really grateful to the team for putting on such a truly lovely weekend of programming. I really love hanging out with podcast people, getting to talk about the industry, and also getting to experience the industry in real life. Next up, in terms of real events, is Podcast Movement. I'll be there in March in Las Vegas, so if you'll be there too, let me know. I would love to hang out and grab a coffee. Now it's time for some Earbuds podcast recommendations. Let's take a quick look at last week's recommendations before we get into this week's theme. Our curator was Takara Small, host of the podcast They Did That. She chose the theme pop culture podcasts. We listened to Pop Culture Happy Hour. We listened to The Business of Fashion. We also listened to Takara's show, which is new. It's called They Did That. Then we heard an episode of The Cut, and we closed it out with Oprah's Super Soul Conversations podcast. Did you get a chance to listen to Takara's podcast recommendations? If so, what did you think of her picks? Did you find a new favorite show? Now let's get on to this week's theme. Lucky us, we have three curators, Andrew Beck Grace, Chip Brantley, and Connor Town O'Neill. They're the writers and producers of the podcast White Lies from NPR, which is back with a new season. The episodes they chose all feature great writing for the ear. In a bit, we'll hear from Andrew Beck Grace. We'll learn about the podcast episodes that this group chose and why they selected them, why they're really great for the ear. After that, you'll hear a voice clip from the host of this week's Spotlight pick, Deep Cover, Never Seen Again. This is the third season of Deep Cover, which is a show about people with secret identities and double lives. After the Spotlight pick, we'll share a fiction podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. Then I've got some podcast industry news for you before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some more podcasts. Let's hear Andrew, Chip, and Connor's recommendations for this week's theme, Great Writing for the Ear. Here's Andrew.
This is Andrew Beck Grace. I'm one of the co-hosts of the NPR podcast White Lies. We're currently releasing our second season, right now, actually, and I hope you'll go listen to it. It's an interesting story that began when my co-host Chip Brantley and I found a collection of photographs of a prison riot in rural Alabama in 1991. And digging into what happened and how that prison riot came to be, we unspool this almost decade-long saga of the indefinite detention of some immigrants that came to this country in 1980 during the Mariel boatlift, immigrants from Cuba. And the question of the season really is, how did we create the immigration system that we have? Was it predetermined to be the way that it is today, or did something happen? And our argument is that Mariel has a lot to do with that. So I hope you'll go listen to it if you're interested in these issues, and if you're interested in documentary-style investigative journalism in particular. So myself, with my co-host Chip Brantley and our producer Connor Town O'Neill, we came up with this list. We all sort of come from writer's backgrounds, and we really love good writing. In fact, I feel like we all came into podcasting as writers first, and thinking of podcasting as almost a writer's medium. And there's a difference, of course, from writing for the page and writing for the ear. So what I want to do is highlight these episodes that the three of us came up with that really demonstrate great writing for the ear. The best place to start when you're talking about writing for the ear is the descendant work of This American Life. In this case, Sarah Koenig, the show that launched a million podcasts, Serial. But instead of season one, we're going to talk about season two, episode five, Meanwhile in Tampa. If you've listened to season two, you know what a sprawling and dynamic and interesting story it is. And this episode in particular deviates from Bo Bergdahl's story so much to get us all the way from Afghanistan to Tampa. And the moves she makes to do that, the reasons why we're going here, they're all sold in great writing. And so it's a great one to listen to for that. Floodlines from The Atlantic from several years ago is one of the best openings to any podcast I've ever heard, and it's all in the writing. The first episode there is just incredible, especially the first 5 minutes of that show. I love the show so much that I personally wrote Van Newkirk a fan letter after I heard it. The third pick here is Winds of Change, which is a podcast made by a writer. Maybe that's why we think the writing is so good. A writer we all respect a great deal, Patrick Radden Keefe. He's a writer for The New Yorker. He writes nonfiction books as well. He's just an extraordinary writer and very prolific, and somehow he had enough time to make a podcast as well. Winds of Change is just a wonderful show. It's funny, strange. It probes all these very dynamic questions about the way our government operates in a really compelling and often entertaining way. The second episode in particular, you call it an operation, we call it a performance, gets at sort of the deep secrecy of how our government behaves sometimes. And that's some of the best writing of the whole season, in our opinion. The fourth one here is a show you might not have heard of. It came out of a public radio station here in Alabama. It's called Deliberate Indifference. And the host and writer, Mary Scott Hodgen, is just an enormous talent. She's really has an incredible voice and is a great writer. And her second episode of this series, Punt Bama Punt, is just a very dynamic and very efficient look into the history of Alabama's prison system. So Deliberate Indifference, the show itself, is about the terrible conditions of Alabama's prison systems. And this episode in particular looks at long-standing decisions made in Alabama's politics and Alabama's history that created the conditions which allow our prison system to be so bad here in Alabama. The final episode we want to highlight is a show called Detention by Design out of WLRN in Miami. The host and writer there is Danny Rivero. And Detention by Design really deals with the sort of counterpoint to the story we're telling about Cuban detainees in the 1980s. Danny was really looking into the story of Haitian migrants during the same time period in the 70s and 80s. And Danny's case, which I think he makes very compellingly, is that the creation of the modern immigration system is not a story of our southern border, but is instead a story of things that were happening in Florida in the 70s and 80s. And it's a really dynamic and interesting story. I think it is actually a really great companion piece to our podcast as well. But it's also just great writing. Danny's a great reporter, and he did a wonderful job. So I hope you'll check these things out and listen to our show too, White Lies Season 2, wherever you get your podcast.
This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is sponsored by Black Podcasters Association. BPA is a vibrant community that unites a diverse range of Black podcasters, creatives, and professionals within the podcasting industry, all of whom are passionate about reshaping the podcasting landscape and amplifying our unique voices. Join BPA at blackpodcastersassociation.com. Thank you to Andrew, Chip, and Connor for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations, and to Andrew for sharing that voice clip with us. Their picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can easily click them and get listening. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. And did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? Just click on the banner image of our newsletter next time it lands in your inbox. Next up, it's time for our spotlight pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of the newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting Deep Cover, Never Seen Again. Here's the host of the show, Jake Halpern, to tell us more about it.
Hey, this is Jake Halpern, host of Deep Cover, and I'm totally excited that our podcast has been selected as an earbud spotlight pick. This season of Deep Cover tells the story of two young women who both went missing in 1999. A lone detective became obsessed with their cases, and he ultimately came to believe that one of these women was a master of deception, a spy. A nationwide manhunt ensued. But who was this woman, really? Now, the woman at the center of all this tells me her tale. Tune in. Thanks again so much to the folks at Earbud Spotlight.
Thank you, Jake, and the Deep Cover team for sending in that clip. You can find and listen to Deep Cover wherever you get your podcasts. Now it's time for the fiction podcast pairing section of the show. We're partnering with Realm Media, who is pairing a podcast with our theme each week, and this week, we're featuring the show Book Burners. Here is a bit about the show. A team of Vatican-backed investigators is on a mission to find and capture dangerous, magical books and artifacts to keep them from destroying the world. Magic is real and it's dangerous. It's locked in books and relics imbued with power. But sometimes, whether by accident or by design, magic escapes and wreaks havoc upon the world. Find and follow Book Burners wherever you listen to your podcasts. Now, here are some things you might love if you love podcasts, aka the News for Podcast Enthusiasts section of the show. First, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Passell writes about 12 of the best podcasts celebrating Black history and culture. Shout out to Black People Love Paramore, There Are No Girls on the Internet, Therapy for Black Girls, and more. Next, Tell Me About It is a madcap game show about proving that the things you like are actually interesting and cool. Adil Rifai is an eccentric billionaire who forces someone new every episode to share, argue, and defend the thing that they love the most. He's wrangled his audio butler, Eric, to lead the contestants through a series of absurd challenges and games, all to gain points and get on the most interesting thing high scoreboard. Tell Me About It is the most fun podcast run by an eccentric billionaire. And last, are you subscribed to the Pod News newsletter? It's a daily newsletter that tells you everything you need to know about the industry of podcasting. Each week, we feature a few stories from Pod News in our newsletter. Here are some of this week's stories. Companies like Spotify and Amazon are, quote, ultimately bad for podcasting, end quote, according to longtime podcaster Leo Laporte. Speaking in last week's Pod News Weekly Review, he says, quote, their complete model is to get you to listen in their app so that they know everything about you. They know exactly what you listen to, when you listen to it, how many times you listen to it, and which ads are listened to. And they want to sell that information. Advertisers foolishly, I think, want that information, end quote. If you want to learn more about where that quote came from, whether you agree or disagree with it, or just want to learn more about the whole situation, you can listen to Pod News Weekly Review. Broadcaster Louis Theroux signed an exclusive deal with Spotify, which is another high-profile defection from BBC, who formerly housed his podcast Grounded. Also, Michelle Obama has another exclusive podcast coming, but this time not with Spotify. And there are new things coming for Apple Podcasts in iOS 16.4. This includes the removal of the Apple Core Media User Agent, which will impact podcast stats. Read all of these stories and more at podnews.net, and don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter so that you get it in your inbox every single day. That's it for this week. Thank you all for taking the time to listen. We'll be back here next week, but for now, go and discover your next favorite podcast. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game, Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.